Welcome to the Fitfluential Radio Podcast, the intersection of health, wellness, and fitness. Join host Kelly Olexa as she interviews thought leaders and world-class experts in order to demystify and deconstruct complex health and wellness topics. The goal of each episode is to provide you with actionable everyday tips and information that you can apply in your lifestyle. Now here's your host, Kelly Olexa.
Hey everybody, welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I'm your host, Kelly Olexa, and today on the show, I welcome a dear friend and somebody who has made such a huge impact on my life in so many ways, Miss Julie Bevel, who I met because I went to her Fox River Salon and Spa when I was inpatient. I know that should shock some of you that know me. I was inpatient and I needed a massage, and I went on Yelp because my normal salon didn't have anything open, went to see Julie and never looked back. And I knew that I wanted to have her on the show inevitably because I feel so strongly after getting massage first years back as more of a treat. It was like, wow, this is something that feels so good. It's so relaxing. I've gone from that phase of my life to the point now where massage is something, and I made up this phrase. I say that massage is a treatment. It's not necessarily just a treat. And more people, if they understood the benefits that can enhance athletic performance, that can enhance just overall mobility. It certainly has made a massive impact to have my massage therapist here in Austin, knowing what I'm doing, knowing how I'm training with my trainer, Blaine, for Blaine to be able to tell me what to have my massage therapist work on every week. It's made an extraordinary impact on my training, on my mobility. And many of you that follow me on my own social media have heard me talk about this. So I knew that Julie would be a great person to have on the show. She used to run the whole spa out at the Bellagio in Las Vegas. So she certainly has some history there. But this is the first show and we had a really good time. There's a lot of sass here, I'm warning you. And we cover really, I'm going to say this is like massage 101. And by that, I don't mean we talk about what is a massage. But for those of you that might not have ever thought about getting a massage and only thought that it's something, you know, that rich, bored people do, this is going to dispel some of those myths. It's going to explain why this is important on a regular basis, how it can enhance and again, benefit your training. And then we discuss, you know, some things that we're probably going to get into a deeper dive on when we have Julie back on the show. We talk about stress reduction. We talk about fascia. We talk about trigger points, scar tissue, all of these things that massage can help when you have the right body worker and they work with you over time. These are specific issues that can be addressed and addressed quite effectively. So this is going to be a great show for you, as well as really, again, for those of you that are potentially newer to massage and have never gotten a massage, some of the common questions that probably are popping up in your head: what to expect, what can I say, what can I not say, what can I object to, what should I ask for. A lot of those things nobody wants to ask, and we cover those in this show. It wasn't expected, but we did end up covering it. So I hope you enjoy this show. Feel free to let us know if you have any specific questions. We will definitely be having Julie back on the show to cover things beauty, skincare, spa related. She's got a new spa she opened up with infrared sauna. We're going to have her back to talk about the health benefits of that treatment specifically. And again, just provide you with more information, whether or not you live in the area of Chicago where you can go see her locally, or if you want to look up some type of a similar place to go where you live, where you can start experiencing some of these benefits for yourself. This is going to be a really helpful episode. So sit down, relax, enjoy this episode with Julie Bevel. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I am here and so ridiculously stoked that my bestie, Julie Bevel, is on the show, because Julie,
has made my life so much better with her, this is going to sound inappropriate, her magic fingers.
Oh my gosh, Kelly.
Welcome to the show after the most inappropriate intro ever.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. You know, I'm happy to have made you a monogamous massage receiver, even though you moved away, but that's okay. No, let's talk about some massage. It's important. It's special. And people like you need it. So,
and people, more women need to learn how to receive it truthfully, like figuratively and literally. I mean, there's so many people pleasers like me out there. And folks that, you know, women, whether they have kids or whether they don't have kids, that don't put themselves first. And I came up with this little mantra. It was me who, after years and years of, you know, starting to get massage, and then at first it was kind of like something I did for relaxation, but now it's more about I need it. And there's so many bad puns I'm going to share, like need, K-N-E-A-D, right? I need
right.
it.
Have you been naughty, K-N-O-T-T-Y? Yes. No, it's ridiculous.
But it's changed my training, and now it's such a part of what I do. And I firmly believe, so this is my phrase that I brought up, and I told Julie she should like get, a big sign in her front window of her spas and her salons that says, massage is a treatment. It's not a treat. I mean, yeah, it's a treat, but too many people view massage as a treat. And whenever I've been in to see Julie, and I'm going to tell you how I discovered her after I let her start off the show with a little bit of her background. But when I first started seeing her, and I would go in for my appointment, and somebody would be like, yeah, you know, my husband and I want to come back next quarter. I'm like, what's wrong with you? Next quarter? Like, you should be in every single week. Book your, I just didn't understand that.
And here's something I think that your listeners can especially appreciate, that the body's a machine, right? Mm. And just like with our car, we change the oil every 3,000 miles. So the body also needs treatment and needs to get the oil change and needs to get a tune-up here and there, especially when you're working hard and pushing it in life, which, you know, we're all trying to maximize this experience of life. And I think that massage really, really helps people be their best self and live their best life. So yes,
not a question.
Understanding. And, you know, massage as medicine is another phrase that I like to use too, that, you know, this really can be a form of healing for people. It's not just to go in and get pampered. It really is to have a healing and have a medicine that's not toxic, that's not, you know, it doesn't have bad side effects. And I've been a massage therapist for 17 years now, and it's just the results that I've seen with my clients through the years and how massage really, it helps them in ways that other, you know, chemicals and things can't. So
A billion times over. Today's FitFluential Radio episode is sponsored by Health IQ. Health IQ uses science and data to secure lower rates on life insurance for health-conscious people, including runners, cyclists, strength trainers, vegans, and many more. 56% of Health IQ customers save up to 33% on their life insurance policies, and these savings are exclusive to Health IQ. Health IQ can save their customers this much because physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease, 20% lower risk of cancer, and a 58% lower risk of diabetes compared to people who are inactive. To get your free quote today, mention the promo code FITFLUENTIAL when you talk to a Health IQ agent. I can attest, which I've shared on other podcast interviews, I've certainly shared on my social media, quite a lot, especially after starting to train with my most awesome trainer, Blaine, in Austin, nice. At the Gold's Gym. And I mean, I train harder with him than I've ever trained in my life. And it is so interesting to me to go for my weekly massage and have Kashida, who works on me, you know, she will be able to tell, like, oh, here's what's going on with your calves. And mm-hmm. and so it's like, it's informational. It's just as much mm-hmm. about relaxation. But it's also, I mean, I know that the work my massage therapist does on me helps me with my mobility and my just in general range of motion, everything in the gym.
Especially when you have somebody that you've been working with regularly, like a true professional in this industry, in this career, they're going to take great notes. They're going to have a history about your body. So they should be able to work on you, you know, after a month or after a couple weeks and tell, like, hey, have you been wearing heels? Have you been working your glutes? This feels different from last time. So
oh, yeah.
Your body has muscle memory, but massage therapists, at the true professionals who take their career seriously, we also are super nerdy about your body and have notes like left calf was tighter today. Pay attention to it next time. Did trigger points on her upper trap, you know, has been mm-hmm. doing overhead, you know, kettlebell workouts, you know. So I'm so thankful that you found a good therapist there in Austin. And I'm going to have to come visit you and trade with her.
I am cheating on you in Austin, but all right. So here, let me, cause I could just talk with you like my bestie, and I want to make sure I always have to like put myself in the shoes of the people that I want to serve with, like what we're doing here. Like this episode in particular is for people that are either randomly getting massage and don't realize how much more they could be getting out of this. Or two, people that really haven't done it and kind of have a preconceived notion about it, because sure. just, I think just like chiropractors and chiropractic, there are people that have, you know, misinformation about it and think one thing, and this can help enlighten them. And that's really the goal of everything I want to do at Fitfluential. So I want to go back just a little bit, because I think it's interesting. You know, I discovered you guys on Yelp because I was impatient and my massage people that I was using before you weren't available on a Monday. And I was like, I need a massage right now. And I went on Yelp. I saw the great reviews of Fox River Salon and Spa in Carpentersville, Illinois, which, by the way, we will link up to all of this at the end of the show. If you're local to the Chicago suburbs, even if you live downtown, she's worth the drive. I'm just putting this out there. So we'll get to that at the end of the show. But you have a really cool background as far as, you know, you came to the Chicago burbs from Vegas. So how'd you get into the salon and the spa business, and why? Because I know you're so passionate about it. And whenever I ask you a question about hair or nails or eyebrows or skincare or saunas, you know your stuff. You're like the people at Vitamin Shoppe when I ask about, like, should I get glucosamine this or glucosamine that? And then they just educate me. You're that person in the salon space. And so I want our listeners to know where you came from, because you have a really cool Vegas background too. Oh,
well, thank you. So just in a snippet, I have been, was introduced to massage when I was 15 years old. I was a golfer. It was my stud sport. And my coach actually recommended a sports massage, you know, student athlete type of deal. And so I got my first massage at a chiropractor's office when I was 15. And you call yourself a massage whore. I call myself a massage junkie. So ever since, like, you know, I was like, oh God, this is what it's all about. And it did improve my golf game.
Hey, Julie. I'm so sorry to interrupt, and they can edit this out, but you're getting really quiet. Can you?
Okay.
Now you're better. Now you're better.
Thank you. Alrighty. So, so I received my first massage when I was 15 at a chiropractor's office for sports, and I've been hooked ever since. And so after high school, it was, what career are you going to do? And, I don't want to go too long into my crazy wild 20s, but I found massage therapy as a career that could not only support my rock and roll lifestyle, but I love people, I love humanity, and I got to travel the country and bounced around and did massage in 28 different states, following my favorite band. So it was a lot of fun. And then decided to get serious about my career. And if I had to work for someone, I was going to work for a 5-star property. So we landed in Las Vegas, and Bellagio had just opened their new tower in 2004. And I was lucky enough to be one of their new hires, because there's no turnover. Once you get into a 5-star spa, you never leave. And I pretty much had the best massage job in the country. I ended up as their lead therapist and managed a team of 70 elite, high-performing, amazing massage therapists in this gorgeous 65,000 square foot, 55 treatment room spa. I mean, it was amazing. And I was with them for almost 10 years. And once I had my babies, I wanted to come home. The Chicago suburbs, this is where we're from. We're fourth generation German Catholic Chicago.
You said it the right way, Chicago.
Chicago. So I had to bring the kids home to be raised around my tribe here. And we found this amazing opportunity. The spa in Carpentersville was actually built by a Chicago Bear. He built it for his wife. It went vacant through the recession and had been sitting there, just a shell, this gorgeous build out. And we found it online and we flew in and bought it. And here we are, like 5 years later, we got location number 2. And I've with the massage history at Bellagio, it's a high volume spa. We were always booked pretty stinking solid. So I've easily given over 10,000 massages in my career on 10,000 different bodies. So I think with any type of practice, be it a martial art practice, a massage practice, any type of, you know, half art, half science, creative discipline, when you hit that 10,000 person mark, you kind of, there's a level of just intuitive mastery that comes with it. So I'm really thankful to be able to share that and duplicate it and teach my employees and network and talk to the community like yours here. And so that's my story. I'm sticking to it.
God bless your hands and your 10,000 bodies that you've worked on, because I can tell you, obviously, I mean, Julie was the person that I would go to, and then I was scared, but you know, there were a couple times she wasn't available. She's like, if you just trust me, you can use this girl. And I'm like, okay. And then everybody she would recommend, because she knew me and she knew that I needed, you know, deep tissue and I didn't want some wuss bag like working on me. But, you know, this is actually a great segue for people that are listening, because I firmly believe that for those in the Fitfluential community, when you are training, whether you're a runner, whether you're a yogi, whether you're CrossFit, whether you're bodybuilder, if you're any combination of the above, I mean, if you're an athlete, kickboxing, Muay Thai, whatever it is, you get to the right. And of course, as with any industry, there are idiots in it. There are experts. It's finding the right person. It's just like a lot of people ask me, how do I get to a great doctor for bioidentical treatment, you know, hormonal replacement treatment? I'm like, research, or just come to Austin and see, get in line for Dr. Sebring, because there's just, you know, not enough of those people. But, you know, you will have to find the right types of individuals. And I've gone through several as I've progressed, but I can tell you that, like, when I would see Julie and I would go in to see her, there's like a cool factor when you have a body worker. And that's what I prefer to call you guys, like body workers.
I completely agree with it. Capital B, capital W, body worker.
Yeah, because they are. They're working your body and they know your body. But so the cool part is that, like, the feedback part of it is you train really hard. You invest in yourself. This is really an arm of your training.
Yes.
To have a body worker work on you and be able to see and feel parts of, you know, the fascia, the way that, you know, where you're tight and what's there's things that you will not be able to feel or see that somebody who works on your body will go, do you know, like, what's going on here? And the cool part is I would get in to see Julie and she would, like, go, like, maybe I hadn't seen her in 3 weeks. Remember? And there was that one time and it was like before I moved and you go, oh my God, like your glutes are getting, and it was the coolest thing to train so hard and have somebody that knows your body go, you know, you're losing weight.
I see that waistline. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, having worked on the level of clientele we had at Bellagio, you know, Hall of Fame athletes and celebrities and people that take really good care of themselves. I mean, they need the work more than, well, that's really not fair to say because everybody needs the work, but for people that are putting the time and energy and effort into their bodies, you know, where their body is their job, they really need that self-care to keep it going. So, you know, it's, I used to work on Fran Tarkington, Hall of Famer quarterback for the Vikings, and the poor guy had so much scar tissue built up in his shoulders. Really had to get in there and grind through it just to get that mobility, you know, so that he could go out.
Hey, Julie, you're disappearing again.
Why is that happening?
Can you get closer to the mic?
I'm like right on it.
Really? Okay. Can you set like the volume maybe?
Maybe I can. Hang on. I'm so sorry. This is my headset. This is my normally flawless headset.
Well, if you're really quiet though, maybe you might be able to take the headset off. What's happening is you're getting so quiet, it's like you're going 17 miles away.
Okay, so I took the headset out. Can you hear me now?
Okay, keep talking.
okay, what about this now?
Yeah, I'd rather do that. It might, okay. I mean, and I'm fine with, and we're just going to say we're recording on location. So I'd rather be able to hear you than okay. to worry about. So keep, and by the way, let me just say to the production team, obviously, if you can edit this part out, I'll also make a note and tell Kate after I record this. They'll just chop out this conversation between you and I. So okay. go back to what you were saying about Fran Tarkenton. Start there.
Okay. So I can tell you, working with celebrity clients, professional athletes, you know, people where their body is their job and taking care of it is part of life for their, you know, to handle life. They need to have a healthy body. It's just, it's so important to have a therapist who really knows how to break through scar tissue and knows how to identify trigger points. You know, when I was working with Fran Tarkenton, the Hall of Famer quarterback for the Vikings, he had so much scar tissue in his shoulders, it was really restricting his mobility. And we needed to get in there and do cross fiber friction and communicate about the results, communicate about the level of pain. And so I think that a professional body worker needs to not only have good hands, but they need to be a good communicator. So, you know, as we educate your audience on how to get a good massage, what to expect during their first massage, or how to develop a therapeutic relationship, that communication is so key.
That's, you actually brought up several good points and I took some notes. So first as an intro, and then that's a good point on what to expect, because there are going to be a lot of people listening to the show that are, you know, again, they probably are like, yeah, well, a massage would be nice. I'll do it someday. But they just think, you know, again, it's kind of one of those like, oh, I'll get my hair colored someday. It's a treatment right. or a treat. Right. One of the things that is so key and that I have personally shared on my social channels is you brought up mobility. And I can say for a fact, and share from my own experience, I have been that person in past years who trained really hard and would rush through things like stretching. I didn't warm up. I had no mobility practice at all. Yeah. And without question, my training has changed so much, A, because I have an exceptional and extraordinary trainer in Blaine at Gold's Gym, but also because I am focused on making all these things work together. I have a chiropractor that I'm seeing regularly in Austin. They're working on me. My massage lady is working on me. And I'm doing 30 minutes of mobility, 15 to 30 minutes before yeah. every session. And yep. and for people that are listening, and then I'm going to let you elaborate a little bit on mobility. You know, people might hear mobility and go, well, what does that mean in my workout? Here's the deal. If you are not able to move your body in an effective way, and you have tight hands, and Julie, you can probably speak, feel free to use me as an example. I've had tight hamstrings. I haven't worked on this stuff. When I started working on the stretching and the mobility, and I would listen, I literally listen to advice that that Kashida gives me, because she works on my body and she says, here's the stretches based on what I'm feeling in your muscles and in your fascia. Here's where you're tight. Here's what I need you to work on when you go home. Your calves or this. Blaine will give me the same thing. And when I do their homework, I will be able to go in the gym and do things like walking lunges without having tremendous pain and discomfort in like the area behind my knee. For me, that was an area and I couldn't do it. So when you don't have mobility, you're limited to the types of moves you can do, or you will do certain moves like squats or lunges and you will not have correct form and you will injure yourself. Am I right on that? So would you say it's just as much about injury prevention?
That is completely true, because it's also being in tune with your body and knowing your limits. I used to work on the world record holder for deadlifts. He set the world record in Prague. And for him, being able to get his hand to the small of his back, because his biceps and deltoids were so strong and so tight, he was having range of motion problems. And really working together to try and stretch through and elongate those muscles, you know, it was something that he became conscious of through our body work. And so it helps. The consciousness is half the battle, because, you know, there is that body, mind, spirit connection. And in a good massage, for people that are like, I'm not so sure about massage, they just haven't had a good one. Once you have an amazing session, you will get it. You will understand. You'll be like, you feel that shift of energy. But the range of motion for people that have physical goals, it's important for longevity and for injury prevention, because you get to know your body on a deeper level.
Absolutely. I mean, you will, it's kind of like people that haven't really had a good yoga experience. Like they might look at yoga and go, well, I'm not flexible, so I'm not going to do yoga. And they don't get that the flexibility comes from doing yoga. And there'd be times that, you know, I would come in and like, you'd be doing like pretzel kind of stuff on me and you go, damn, Kelly, like your leg is all the way over here. And then the next time that you would do it, I could do it even more. So well, yeah, you'd be, go ahead.
Sorry, not to interrupt. I was, you know, there's some benchmark range of motion tests that most sports massage and deep tissue massage therapists will do, you know, being able to get your shoulder to your ear without resistance, being able to get into, you know, a 90 degree pike position with your hamstrings, being able to touch your chin to your chest and feel that stretch all the way into your rhomboids between your scapulas. There's even the Mayo Clinic right now is doing a study because finally the medical community is starting to pay more attention to how massage can help. So the Mayo Clinic is doing a study right now on deep tissue massage and how it works on the connective tissue. So specifically on the fascia, because we know that massage is great for circulation and it's great for, you know, helping with headaches and insomnia. And there's all kinds of anecdotal evidence about massage, but finally we're starting to get into some of the scientific where, you know, eventually my vision for massage as a treatment, it is going to be covered by insurance and we are going to be able to bill directly. It's not going to have to go through a chiropractor or go through a pain management clinic where the massage therapist, we are healers. We are part of the medical community. We help people get better. And so it's really exciting to see the science-based evidence coming out to support it.
You know, I just thought of something we could do as a good example. So I know that there's a lot of people out there that are, you know, and this is an audience I'm very passionate about reaching because this is the world that I've lived in for so long. And I call it like, I'm using air quotes over here, corporate wellness. And to me, for that, it's like reaching all of the people when I, you know, worked for the man before founding Fitfluential and I was in corporate sales and I was, you know, traveling for business all the time and I was working crazy hours and I was in an office. And I think about all these people who might be marathoners, right? They might be CrossFitters, they might be cyclists, whatever it is. So they're working on their fitness, they're fitting it in, but they have aches and pains and they might have insomnia and headaches and all this stuff. And there again, there's a lot of these people that they view massage as like a spa thing. There's probably a lot of men that think this. They're like, it's spa, you know, what does that have to do with anything? And I think about somebody, let's just use one example. Somebody might go, you know, like one of the things that you probably wouldn't think of is how the whole body is connected. And you go in and someone, a good massage therapist, if you let them, now so much of this is going to be based on what you're comfortable with. And that's what we'll talk about when we say like what to expect, what you can do, what you can ask for. Like one of the things that has really helped me is having somebody work really hard on my glutes. Now, for those of you listening, you might go, why would I want someone to massage my glutes? But if you, Julie, can you walk somebody through like what, how, because you talk a lot about both glutes are tied to lower back, but then also hips, right? So everything's connected. How does something like that affect somebody who's in the corporate world sitting all day?
Yeah. So, you know, the glutes are the largest muscle mass of the body in both men and women. So it gets a lot of wear and tear. It's the prime mover. It helps things stay stable. It's connected to your core, to your lower back. And so when you're getting massaged, and the laws are different in all the states, but most of the states allow glute work. So actually, we're going to need to edit that out because I don't know that fact for sure.
Really?
Yeah. No, I think all the states do allow glute work, like skin to skin. What I want your audience to know, Kelly, is that glute work is great. And everybody needs it. And when you get a massage, you should let your therapist touch your butt in a non-sexual way.
You have to pay extra for any of that other stuff. You know, I'm teasing. You
know, we used to have a saying at Bellagio, and I use it at my company as well. As long as it's legal, the answer is yes. A professional therapist is going to put you in a nice, snug diaper drape and expose the glute, but cover the gluteal crease, right? Because the hamstrings, they come up, and you have this specifically too, Kelly, on your butt bone, that ischial tuberosity. I'm totally being nerdy right now. Where the hamstrings connect to your glutes, right? Where I call it your hash, where the hamstrings connect to your Okay, that's my layman's term. So, but it's the ischial tuberosity. So being able to do a full complete stroke from the hamstrings into the glutes, into quadratus lumborum and the lower back around the SI joint, to be able to get a full stroke through that core, it's amazing and therapeutic and it feels awesome. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's okay to be conservative and it's okay to be modest, but we're here to do some work. Mm-hmm. So I do encourage, if you're comfortable with your therapist and you know, you're not a weirdo, like you should go full nude during your massage. The therapist will keep everything covered that needs to stay covered. We don't, mm-hmm. you know, go anywhere near the intimate private zones. But the glutes are a big meaty muscle and they need work. So yeah. That is my public service announcement for let your therapist work your glutes because it's important.
And I will say like, I remember going, well, you know, and you don't think about it. You don't think about how everything is tied. But then also, you know, when you would start working on, when I'd be laying on my back, the second part of the massage, and you would be working on my quads. And, you know, I remember you would get to the top of my quads and you're like, you know, I think you'd be moving my leg around. I have no idea. But you'd say, oh my God, your hips are so tight. And what was interesting is that when I started training with Blaine and he first did my squat test, he's like, oh my God, you know, and I didn't understand, but he would explain to me that I wasn't able to get my mobility because my hips were so tight. Well, my hips, what are the things that have fixed my hips being able to move is doing the mobility work, and some of the massage work when you guys, when you start a massage, you're not probably going to start off, and that's going to be probably a good next question. I don't think most people would start off with deep tissue, even if they're an athlete, whatever they, I'm guessing you would recommend. So that's going to be my next question for you, but just go ahead because would you, if somebody's listening and whether they're, you know, maybe just walking for weight loss and they're thinking, you know, this could help, you know, I've got fluid buildup in my legs. Maybe a massage would help me with circulation, or maybe it's a hardcore athlete. Do you recommend that everybody that starts, if they've never had a massage, that they start with something softer or no?
So here's the deal. Every body is different, right? And the density of your muscle mass is different. I love my weekend warriors. I love my CrossFitters that like sit at a desk all week and then push it on the weekends. They're awesome. But you know, it's for everybody's body, deep tissue is different, right? So like on a scale of 1 to 10, when I'm giving you, Kelly Alexa, a level 7 pressure, like for somebody else who might not get as much massage, when I do my level 7 on them, they're going to be screaming on the table. So it's a lot like going to the gym. If you don't go to the gym a lot and then you go and you push it, you're not going to be able to sit down to pee the next day, you know? So with massage, you should, and it depends on the body. I have had first time massage clients. They're like, oh, I've been working out. I've been training. I'm doing a marathon. I've never had a massage. I was like, okay, we're going to get into it today, but we're going to communicate. There are ways to do deep tissue that will not leave you super sore the next day. If you do end up feeling beat up and beyond the point of like hurts so good, right? Because you know, the hurts so good is kind of a good feeling. But if there's a difference between hurts so good and ouch. So if you cross that line into the ouch realm, then you went too far. We pushed it a little too far. And that's why, you know, a good therapist will make their notes and be like, okay, well then we're going to do a level 6 on your next treatment because you were sore for 3 days. After a good deep tissue massage, you should wake up the next day and be like, wow, I got worked over. Like I feel amazing. Maybe a little tight, maybe a little sore, but you stretch through it, you move through it, and it should not be painful the next day. If it does hurt the next day, then either there was a communication miss, either the client didn't speak up and say, hey, like that's a level 9 for me. Because pain, the whole theory of like no pain, no gain does not really apply in massage. I don't subscribe to that belief. There are a couple techniques like Rolfing and some of the gua sha, like the scraping. There's some stuff out there that it does trend into the painful realm, but those are more advanced body work. There's a very specific clientele that signs up for that. What we're talking about today is just your good old fashioned Swedish deep tissue sports massage trigger point work. Those sessions should never go above a level 7. And for every body, level 7 is different. Right. So you got to talk about it with your therapist. And, you know, it's a fine art of communication and part intuition and then part just letting go. Because when you resist and you're tensing up and bracing yourself for deep tissue, that's counterproductive. You need to breathe through it. You need to trust your therapist, let them do the work, and your muscles, they will respond.
Oh. Absolutely. You know, this is such a good, I didn't know we were going to end up covering this, but now I'm thinking about it. This is really good stuff because people that haven't gone for massage, like so many things, it's kind of like hiring a personal trainer or going into the gym the first time. You're intimidated by the machines. And so I think for a lot of people listening, just know that and I know this from talking to the people that work on my body, both Julie, the other ladies up here in Chicago that when I lived here, they were working on me regularly. They want to hear that feedback. They are there to help you. They don't look at you. Trust me, the people that are passionate about body work, they really love to help heal people in the way that they do. And I suggest that this is a healing process, back to what you said. So they want to hear that feedback. So I suggest that when you're first, you know, if you're in the Chicagoland area, you should be going to Julie's spas. You will thank me later. If you're not, and you're looking up on Yelp, that's how I recommend you start. That's how I found Julie. Go to Yelp, look up massage, look and read ratings from other people. But then when you make your appointment, go in and tell them, this is my first time. Here's how I train. Yeah. Here's where I'm sore. And then when you're on the table, you know, decide, maybe when you go in, like, I like to tell people, I don't want to talk, but I've been having massage for years. So I'm to the point where I say to them, look, I'll let you know if something's uncomfortable, but if not, I'm going to zone out because I need to relax. I need to not talk. I mean, that is a big stress reliever for me, but no, you might want to talk.
I take that as a point of pride as a giver and as a body worker. When I get a type A personality like you on my table and we're in a shaker, I'm like, I'm going to make this lady be quiet. She's just going to breathe and she's going to take a time out for once. Because you like, you know, especially when you like people, you like connecting with people. Like, I'm on the clock. You don't need to connect with me. We don't need to make small talk. We communicate without words.
Fitfluential Radio fans, I have a gift for you. And by gift, I mean the gift that truly keeps on giving. Head on over right now to fitfluential.com/membership and sign up for our now live VIP Fitfluential membership. Our Fitfluential membership is not a diet program. It's not a workout program. You will have access to learning from some of the best trainers, dietitians, nutritionists, doctors, chiropractors, massage therapists, chefs, athletes, authors. I could go on and on and on. A lot of folks that have been on this show. What our Fitfluential membership is designed to do is meet you in the middle and provide all of the education and inspiration that you need, all of the community and accountability that you crave, and everything else that's going to keep you from being one of those statistics in January. All those people that say, I'm going to get healthier this year. I'm going to live my best life. And then by the third week in January, the second week in February, all of those aspirations are gone. Don't let that be you. Go to fitfluential.com/membership and sign up now.
So, you know, if I could give like the top 5 tips for a first time massage person, number one, it would be undress to your comfort level and that naked is totally fine. But naked is best if you want good core work, hips, glute, hamstring work. We're always going to keep you draped and modest. So no worries there. Also, I really, it's hard to hear, especially women, apologize for their body. I'm so sorry you have to work on my fat body. I'm so sorry I didn't shave. Never apologize. This is the judgment-free zone. We work on men. We work on all levels of health, all walks of life. We love all bodies. There's no judgments. I want to counsel first-time massage receivers. Like, it's all good. We just love you. Also, this is your time to be a diva. You can be needy. If the face cradle is not comfortable, say something. If the table is too warm, say something. We are on the clock. We are here for you. This is your chance to totally be needy, be a diva, be high maintenance. That's awesome because I'm going to take care of you. And then also that the communication thing that you said where, you know, give us the feedback on that scale of 1 to 10, 10 being like unbearable. For a massage, especially first time, we don't want to go above a 7. So use that scale. That's an 8. that's a five, that's a four, you know, so that we have a tool to communicate with what pressure you like.
Yeah.
And then also be prepared to just chill out and relax after your massage. I really, especially the first time, I want that new muscle memory, that new way of being. Like, we're trying to break patterns, we're trying to reset, you know, alignments. I don't recommend going and doing a heavy workout after a massage. I mean, if you want to go for a walk or, you know, have a yoga class or something like that, is fine. But I like to just chill after a massage, let your body reap the benefits. You know, there are chemical changes. There are all the positive, yummy hormones and endorphins that get released during a great massage. Like, let your body drink that up.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of just making time for yourself and putting yourself first.
So, and that's so many of the things that you just brought up are also a big part of, we've kind of, that more of the meat of our conversation has been about how this can help you. And we train in the gym, and this can support that. And it really is, it will be game changing. And these are such fantastic tips. And I think, Julie, we should follow up and put a post on this, to go with this, you know, maybe, on fitfluential.com. I'll follow up with you on that, because this is some really good stuff. I know that a lot of people would be intimidated about this, and to know, hey, when you're in the middle of your massage, you've told your massage therapist this, and then maybe you think you're comfortable with something, but just say, you know what, that really doesn't feel good. I don't like it. Can you focus more on my back? They're there to serve you. And these things that you brought up are so true for so many women. So many of us tend to be people pleasers. So many of us put ourselves last. So many of us worry about being too bitchy.
People come to the front desk. I'm like, how was your massage today? And they're like, oh, well, I was really cold the whole time. I'm like, why didn't you say something? I have a hot towel cabbie full of towels. Like, I will make you a cozy cocoon, lady.
Yep.
Just speak up. Oh, I was being polite. You know, my therapist was really nice. I didn't want to hurt her feelings. No, it doesn't hurt our feelings. We're a service provider at the end of the day, right? You know, like, I put myself up on a pedestal and I'm this magical body worker, blah, blah, blah. But at the end, I'm a service provider. I am here to take care of you. I am on the clock. As long as it's legal, the answer is yes. What do you need?
Mm-hmm. And it's so, the more that ladies, especially, you know, the more that you understand that this is an investment in yourself, it's going to dramatically enhance your training in the gym. But you know what else is stress reduction is key. This is something we're going to be focusing on Fitfluential Radio. People don't give it enough credit for how detrimental stress can be physically, emotionally, in every single way. I've seen it myself when I go through a really crazy, stressful period. I have just recently, this summer, or I would say the past, sorry, it always feels like summer in Austin. I'm still getting used to that. But when you have a really crazy, stressful time and you're letting your mind get sidetracked, and for me, I was off my game, I was traveling, I hadn't had my regular massage, I hadn't gone to my chiropractor, my therapist that I see for my brain, my emotions, right, my mental therapist, she's on maternity leave. So I was off my game, and everything was starting to catapult in a bad direction. I didn't realize it. And people, when you are stressed, I know we all hear a lot about this. I'm going to have a lot of experts on the show, but when you are stressed, your cortisol issues and how you can not only like retain water, but start gain weight around your middle, and you're going to be tired. Your adrenals are going to be affected. It's just like your muscles, everything is connected. Stress can have such a detrimental effect on everything you do. And so when you go get a massage, just as much as this is going to help you with your mobility, with your range of motion, with your training, right, you, just like Julie said, look at this as I'm giving. And for me, when I go to massage, everything Julie said, I am so type A, you guys know it. I'm so high strung. Even I'm visiting my mom. I mean, every 5 minutes that I'm here, my mom's like, can you just relax? Can you please just relax? So when I'm there, I shut up, and it took Julie a while to get me to like chill and not talk. But if you don't want to talk, you tell that massage therapist, I don't want to talk. I'm here to zen out, and they will respect you. And if somebody, because a few times I've been on vacation, would you agree, Julie? So if somebody goes in and they say to a massage therapist, this is my third or fourth time, I really don't like to talk, I'm here to relax, if you're on vacation or you're traveling for business and you go for a massage and someone starts yakking away and trying to sell you a bunch of products in the middle of your massage, you should speak up. Am I right?
Yeah. My other hot tip is just pretend that you're asleep. If you have a chatty therapist, number one, you could just be blunt and tell them, I really just want to be quiet. Please let me know if you feel anything with my body. But other than that, like, I don't really care about your cat. Right. And most well-trained therapists should be able to tune into it. Cause I'm a type A person as well. And generally with most of my clients are on 90-minute sessions. I will actually limit our talk time. I'll be like, hello, Miss Susie, welcome back for your 90 minutes. Let's do a 5-minute catch up and then let's go to massage land. Like, so yeah. We're going to chat for 5 minutes because I totally want to hear about what's been going on in your life. And I know that, you know, they're curious about what's going on with my life too. So I give it a 5-minute chat time. Like, let's catch up. Okay. And then now let's go to our healing zone, because that space, that sacred space where the magic happens, where the healing happens, it usually is a quiet space. Mm-hmm. Usually. Sometimes there's deep moments and deep talks and we like solve all of life's metaphysical problems during massage. It's true. But most of my sessions are super like ninja quiet.
And that's the way it should be. I think that, you know, I'm super excited about this. We're going to be doing, for everybody listening, this is my first interview with Julie, obviously. And she's made She's made an impact on my life and my health and well-being in so many ways. But we sat down to talk, and I knew I wanted to have her on the podcast because I knew that massage, again, in a different context, like chiropractic, or even like going to see, I mentioned earlier, a therapist. That's another thing people think, oh, well, I don't need to see a psychologist or a therapist because I don't have any problems. Well, first of all, we all have problems. And second of all, it will dramatically help your life to be seeing somebody who has no interest other than to help you work through your problems. And
one of the themes that I have been seeing with my clientele, and it might just be because I'm out here in the suburbs and working on a lot of, you know, I'm a 40-year-old married woman with children. And one of our challenges that I'm seeing with my clients that when we do have our talks, it's libido. And for the, you know, 40 plus woman, we don't want to lose our libido. And a lot of it is related to stress management and cortisol and dopamine and all the, you know, serotonins and all of the good hormones, the yummy, juicy libido hormones are being canceled out by all of our cortisol and the adrenal fatigue. And I would love to talk. That's like become my little pet project and my, something I'm working on the side with is how to help women with their libido and feeling good about themselves at over 40, you know?
Absolutely.
It doesn't have to die.
I will say that. Yeah. I mean, so for sure we need to add that to our list. So just to give everybody listening a preview of what Julie and I have decided we're going to talk about and how it plays in. So we obviously wanted to talk about massage basics, you know, so to dispel some of the myths out there of people thinking, oh, this is just, it's a spa treatment. It's a treat. No, this can dramatically help your training and also massive treatment for stress reduction. It will, and when you're less stressed, you're going to be better at work. Your cortisol is going to improve, your health, your weight loss, everything will improve. And then back to what Julie said, you know, if you're feeling tired and completely worn out and you don't like the way you look because, you know, everything's connected, you probably aren't, if you're exhausted, maybe you're not taking care of yourself. You're not, you know, you stopped doing your hair, you stopped doing your makeup, you stopped. I get women emailing me all the time lately about this because I've been sharing. I finally, at age 48, you know, I got my first Botox. I started getting, people are like, oh my God, I'm starting to notice my whole body's falling. I mean, the emails they say, they're like, everything's falling apart. I have no libido. I have no sex drive. And it's like, I got news for you. If you think it's all downhill after 30, and some women will say that, they're like, well, I've had kids, so everything's, no. Yeah, you can be looking and feeling absolutely better every year. You can be having an absolutely vibrant, romantic, intimate, sexual existence that it, whether you're already in a marriage, whether you're, you know, starting to move into a relationship or you want to be in a relationship, don't think you're past your prime. Your prime is always, in my opinion, it's ahead of you. If you work on your health and your wellness and your body and your mind from the inside out, it absolutely, I feel better at age 48 than I have since I was 30. I mean, and that's a God's honest truth. Yeah. So that's definitely going to be, and then I've totally gone over my time, which I knew I would.
I know, I'm sorry.
But we're going to, so we started today with massage basics. If you have any questions specifically that we didn't cover, because I anticipate Julie and I will do a Facebook Live on this and we can answer some of these questions, make sure you email them to podcast@fitfluential. Some of the other things we're going to talk about, when I visited Julie's second spa here, and she's going to tell us as we wrap up the show here where everybody can find her locally and online. She has infrared sauna. I've been hearing so much about infrared sauna, and I didn't know the difference. I had no idea the difference between, and in fact, somebody just texted me this morning and they said, oh, I was in the infrared sauna all week. Actually, it was a client. And she said, I spent all, you know, so much time, and I'm like, okay, we need to educate people on this. We're also going to do a whole show, ladies, on, because I know so many of you, I was one of them, have no idea about certain skincare treatments, what they are, what they do, how much they cost, what kind of like recovery time.
So peels, microdermabrasion, deep pore detox, we'll go through it all.
Because those are things, and I told Julie, I'm like, guess what? I've been your client for years, but when I see specials, I'm like, I don't know what a facial does for me. I had one and I got zits from it. So I've never done it again. And she's like, what? And I said, you know what? Women don't know how often they should do it. They don't know what they should do first. They don't know, should I be doing peels and microdermabrasion and facials and how often, and what does it cost? And will my face look, if I have a Christmas party coming up in 2 weeks, when should I do a facial? When should I not do a facial? So we're going to do a whole, like, just cutting the crap, answering those types of questions for you. And then what else did we say? Here's my notes. We're going to talk about the infrared sauna. We're going to talk about chemical peels, lashes, blah, 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 blah. We're going to do what you said, the libido topic. And then there was something else. I don't know, but we'll figure it out. So we've got a whole series.
Oh, and I remember what it was. Entrepreneurship and being a boss babe and the beauty business in general. Just, it's just a fascinating industry. I love everything spa life and salon life. And you've got this amazing community of just movers and shakers. And, you know, for the entrepreneur crew, there's so much we can discuss.
Well, and the reason that I'm launching actually a sub show on Fitfluential Radio that is going to be me interviewing successful women in the health and wellness industry. And why am I doing this? Because I always want to tie it back to, well, what does that have to do with Fitfluential? Here's the thing. It all ties back to, in my opinion, stress. And stress has such a negative impact. And if you realize how it can be a game changer for your life, if you have a passion for something, whether it's painting or creating jewelry and selling it online or creating an online personal training business. If you're a celebrity trainer and you want to make, you know, money outside of your celebrity clients and you want to take that business online, entrepreneurialism is, it's not easy. It is hustle, hard work. But if you're gonna hustle and get paid, why not work for yourself and feel passionate and proud of what you do? And so for me, that's why I want to showcase women in particular who have pursued their dreams, are empowered and strong. They're proud of what they're doing. They're making an impact in their local area. You know, they're giving back to their churches. They're giving back to charities. They're making an impact in this world. That's a way that you start decreasing your stress and loving your life. So for me, that's why it's part of this Fitfluential journey. Pursue your dreams and learn from women that have been there, done that. So that's what you're going to see coming back from Julie. But Julie, because I've gone way over as usual, every time Kate and her team are editing our shows, they're like, does Kelly ever do a short podcast? And the answer is no. Where, if people are in the greater Chicagoland area, where do they find your now two amazing salons? Yeah. And tell people what the difference is, because I didn't know the difference between the two locations. And then where do they find you online?
Thank you. So Fox River Spa, we have two locations in the Fox River Valley. We are in the far northwest suburbs, so almost Iowa, basically. but so it's foxriverspa.com. Yeah, one is in Algonquin off of Randall Road, the big busy thoroughfare, and the other one is in Carpentersville by Spring Hill Mall off Huntley and Route 31, just off the Fox River itself. It's so gorgeous there. And that one's my little suburban sanctuary. It has a full service spa and salon with hair and nails. My one in Algonquin is dedicated to healing and therapy. There is no salon there. It is just the spa and the infrared saunas. So two completely different build outs, two completely different vibes, but a really high standard of service and a really well-trained, committed, dedicated team of professionals who I just love. So that's
What's your website?
Foxriverspa.com. Super simple.
And forgive me if you said that before. And for everybody tuning in as well, I'll link up to it. I just got a massage at the new location in Algonquin, and I did a Yelp review, and then I did.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. It was awesome too. Elite Yelp status.
And then I'm going to put my pictures up because I took pictures so everybody can kind of see the vibe. It's a huge place, and I'm obsessed with those robes that you have, because people that know me know I'm obsessed with robes. So if you haven't sold out of those already, but if you guys go in and you see Julie, please tell her that Kelly sent you and that you heard about us on the podcast, because I'm just saying, you will thank me later. She's absolutely the best. In fact, I sent Lauren to see you for a massage, and
yes, thank you for the referral. Our business thrives off of word of mouth and referrals. So we have our great referral program. We've got a great new client special, blah, 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 all the goodies for all the people that need a place to get their therapy. We're there for them.
And their prices are ridiculous. I mean, I'm just telling you, I pay more for a massage in Austin than I do in Chicago. And I'm not quite sure how that makes sense, but it is amazing, life-changing. Julie, thank you so much. I'm so excited about the other shows we're going to record. I'll follow up with you because I think we should put these tips into a post in addition to the show notes, but I'll follow up with you on that later. So for everybody, again, if you have specific questions for Julie and I on anything that you're intimidated about with going to the spa, treatments, anything specific that you've heard us say either in this episode or things we're going to cover in future episodes, email us podcast@fitfluential.com. But for now, thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you, Julie. We will see you back. And everybody, have a great rest of the week. And we will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Fitfluential Radio. We hope you enjoyed the episode. Please visit us on iTunes and like this episode and subscribe to the podcast. We want this to be your podcast, so please head over to iTunes, write a review, and give us your feedback. Give us your ideas and even guest suggestions. For a full transcript of all episodes and bonus giveaways, be sure to visit fitfluentialradio.com. We look forward to seeing you again for the next episode of Fitfluential Radio. Peace! Please remember our disclaimer for the podcast. The materials and content discussed within the podcast are the opinions of host Kelly Alexa and the guests interviewed. This information is intended as general information only for listeners of the podcast. Listeners should always seek professional advice, and content and opinions expressed in the podcast should never be construed as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment.